This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an SEO news update. In this episode, we're going to be talking about high competition versus low competition, promote the promoter, and duplicate content, and duplicate content, and duplicate content. Okay, so one question I had this week is, should I be focusing on the high competition short tail or just go for the low competition long tail? My answer is generally, put the short tail high competition phrase as your ultimate homepage, and that should be the goal. And you can use posts with long tails. Long tail after long tail after long tail will build up your post armory. And from your posts, you can funnel traffic back to your highest converting page. And now you've got that relevancy. When someone comes into your site on that long tail phrase, it's on a particular topic. You use the copy in that page to convert that customer across to your core topic, back to that homepage where it does all the heavy lifting. It may not just be the homepage too. It could be things like the comparison page. It could be a frequently asked questions page. It could be a results or testimonials page that's doing all that heavy lifting. In any case, you want to be creating as much content as you can, updating your post as often as you possibly can with multiple media and just get stuff out there and bring it back. Following on from this, I want to talk about promote the promotions. One of the things we do in our business is we create great content and we put that content all over the internet, pointing back to the posts that we're promoting. Now, we also promote those posts that we put out there. So we go a few layers back. We can do it with bookmarks. We can syndicate it to RSS feeds with mashups, and we can socialize it with Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+. Now, here's another thing. When you put premium content out there that's not on your website, you should promote that as well. So if you have a press release, you can promote the press release. If you have articles, you can promote the articles. And if you do podcasts, for example, like in my case, I do podcasts. When someone publishes a podcast that I'm on their website, I socialize it. I Google+ it. I tweet it. I comment on it. I get them bookmarks, we backlink it because I want that to be pushed up as well so that everything pointing to my site is elevated. So there's a big tip. If you have a podcast and you have an audience and you want me on it, hey, get on the phone, book me for an interview. I'm happy to get onto your podcast and I'll help promote your website as well. Some people are still not sure about this duplicate content thing. Well, I know for a fact if you issue a press release or you put an article out there, it can appear in many places on the internet. It's absolutely fine. There's no penalty. There's no danger. The big thing that Google do not want you to do is to take the same piece of content and then cut and paste it on the same website 20 times. There's no point doing that. That is a ridiculous thing to be doing. It offers no value. It's not adding value to the internet. But what you can do is you can take the same piece of content and you can repurpose that into different places. But ideally, you have different ideas represented in different ways. That's the ultimate. But even when you have the same press release and it's on all these different sites, the other pieces of content around that press release will generally make each page appear original. Over time, the most powerful version of that content will get the authority and will get the top billing. So what you want to do is put your best piece of content on your best, most authoritative site first. And if you do have to put it elsewhere or if it is syndicated, then make sure it goes to the second or third level sites after you've used it for your premium purpose. Ideally, you want to be putting out new content to new places as often as possible and just build up this huge SEO wall of information that all points back to you and your message. You do this, you're going to get great results. Now, we've put up a fantastic comparison result comparing our top four traffic services. We've made a beautiful infographic. Our team from LinkJuice have put that together. So check out the comparison chart. It shows you which one of our services is right for you. Oh, and a reminder, the free website SEO check is just going gangbusters. If you don't know where to start, just go to seopartner.com, hit the free website check button. Fill in your details and we'll come back to you with a little analysis of where your site's at, what sort of condition it's looking like, how we can best get a result for you with whichever package from all of our available traffic services. I'm sure you'll be happy you filled out that form and there's no cost to you. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I'll speak to you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.